Well, finally today, let's talk about another major moment in education here in Greater Boston. This one with all the thrill and adrenaline of a pro sporting event. And it happened at a place not usually known as a field of competition.
21, please, Farah.
The Boston Public Library. The Boston Centers for Youth and Family Spelling Bee last Saturday, in fact. 9-year-old Farah Roslyn Hanif steps up to the microphone. She's looking confident. And here's the word.
Sevruga.
Ooh, gray caviar from a fish native to the Caspian Sea. That's a tough one. Unexpected. Could it throw Farah off her game?
May I have the language of origin, please?
This word is from Russian.
The grit. The determination. Farah's digging deep.
Sevruga. S-E-V-R-U-G-A. Sevruga.
That is correct.
You can almost feel the huge sigh of relief. But this pint-sized spelling bee powerhouse kept the audience on the edge of their seats for 27 more rounds until she emerged victorious. And Farah Roslyn Hanif was crowned Boston's spelling champ. We caught up with the 9-year-old a few days after her big win. Farah won with her correct spelling of cacophony. A funny little irony, because Farah herself is the exact opposite of that. Sweet, humble, and serene.
I felt like I was in a dream, and I also felt really thankful that I won.
Thankful to whom?
To my mom and everyone who supported me and all the hard work.
Well, the hard work that she did, with the help of her mother, Asna Zaini. Although Asna says they crammed all of it into just a handful of days.
She didn't really practice because it's not like, I thought it's like something just for fun or something. So she was like, it's like just like last minute practice, like maybe 2 days practice, and then, but she made it. So it's like, that's why I say, I think she, like, her memory is very good.
Really? Very, very good. One of Farah's teachers at Boston's Winship Elementary School told the youngster that she might have a photographic memory. Farah memorized almost 500 words in 2 days.
I had the help of my mom to write down some of the words that I had trouble with and just stick them to the walls of my living room so I can see them every day.
Words such as
ingenue
or ingenue, I-N-G-E-N-U-E,
erudite,
E-R-U-D-I-T-E,
tchotchke,
T-C-H-O-T-C-H-K-E,
beleaguer,
B-E-L-E-A-G-U-E-R.
And there's a lot more.
And I'll bet you grown-ups had to use a spell checker for at least one of those. Come on, be honest. And get this. Farah was the youngest competitor on stage that day, and English is her second language. You see, Farah is from Malaysia. She speaks fluent Bahasa Malay. She came to Boston with her family this past summer and will be here for just 1 year for her father's graduate program. I know, this is a trade Boston fans do not want to make, but sadly, we must. Farah is headed back to Malaysia at the end of this summer.
I decided that I can just take this opportunity, since I'll only have 1 year here, to feel what it's like, to be proud of myself, and to join a real spelling bee. And so I can just remember what I did in U.S. when I come back.
But before she leaves, Farah's earned herself a trip to the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee in Washington, D.C., and we are all pulling for her, and she's practicing hard.
One of my favorite words are Schadenfreude, and they're from German.
Another sweet, unconscious irony, because Farah is obviously not the kind of kid who would ever derive pleasure from another's misfortune. But back to the matter at hand.
Schadenfreude. S-C-H-A-D-E-N-F-R-E-U-D-E. Schadenfreude.
Amazing! Wow! Okay, so I'm going to spell one last word for you, okay?
Okay.
W-I-N-N-E-R. That's what you are.
Oh, winner. Thank you.
Farah Roslan Hanif is Boston's Spelling Bee champion. She heads to the National Spelling Bee in May.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C.
We think she's going to win it, definitely. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.